Welcome to this podcast from St. Michael and All Angels Episcopal Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We hope you consider hitting like or subscribe. We hope you will share this audio with your friends and neighbors, help others know about our inclusive, theologically progressive community of faith. If you'd like to support our ministries, you can make a gift at stmichaelsabq.org.
Please be seated. Have you ever decided to do something and realized as you were doing that thing that there was this whole other thing that you had to do first? My most famous examples of this, which happen on a daily basis, have to do with dishes and clothes. We've got to get the family ready to go somewhere. Do we have clothes? More importantly, do we have socks? My kids need a snack or a drink, but the clean dishes seem to pick that exact moment to pack up and move to another house, leaving me comfortless and unable to complete my task. So my question this morning is, why is this part about the 70 important? And why did it need to happen before Jesus arrived in Jerusalem? Last week, Jesus wasn't just adamant with us. The reading told us twice that he had set his face toward Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the heart of the religion of ancient Israel, but also the city that seems to call to prophets in a way that they cannot resist. Luke's narrative centers on two locations. The focus of the Gospel of Luke is Jerusalem, the beating heart of the faith of Jesus. The focus of the Acts of the Apostles is Rome, the city of empire and outsider. The positive aspect of this move toward Rome is that from there the gospel really could travel to all four corners of the known world. As they said back then, all roads lead to Rome. But that exposure had a price. The negative aspect of that movement is the experience of death at the heart of empire. Christians would experience several all-encompassing persecutions in Rome under Nero, Diocletian, and others. And that experience of death is something that both great cities have in common. Jerusalem, despite having peace in its name, developed quite a reputation by the time of Jesus for being a hard place to preach the truth. Jesus references this in his own speeches about Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets. But the why here is still important. Why begin sending people out to cities when Jesus hasn't even made it to Jerusalem yet? And I think that one piece involves teaching the disciples what little Jesus can about their role while he's still with them. The apostles go on to be the cornerstone of the community in Acts, and they only have very few moments in their ministry before the death of Jesus to inhabit that ministry, and this is one of them. This could be a way for Jesus to teach them that even as he walks toward the belly of the beast, where he has set his face and he knows he will die, his ministry does not stop with Jerusalem. Not geographically, as the gospel is meant to cover the whole world, and not thematically, meaning that the death of Jesus, here represented by those foreboding mentions of Jerusalem, will not be the end of Jesus' ministry, but the beginning of the apostles' ministry with Jesus in resurrection light. I want to zoom in on a distinction that Jesus makes right at the end of our passage this morning. It's the bit where he tells them to rejoice that their names are written in heaven. It's almost as if he's saying, now is not the time to get caught up in what you can do. You are able to perform these things because of who you are as the redeemed creation. And don't we need to hear that? We can get so carried away trying to follow Jesus the right way that it's easy to forget that being a follower of Jesus is primarily just that, the work of being. Yes, we will be more than conquerors. Yes, the demons submit to the followers of Jesus. Yes, we will see greater things than these. But all of that is because we are becoming who we were always meant to be in the light of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And I think that it's important that Jesus takes this aside before his arrival to model apostolic ministry and remind his disciples that their calling covers the whole world. Because the whole world includes us, the Gentiles yet to be brought into this fellowship, waiting on the wisdom of the disciples which they gain from moments like today. Because there was one thing that the disciples turned apostles couldn't deny or ignore. The moment when everyone was welcomed, lives were changed, and that vision of Jesus and Isaiah of the beloved community started to come true. And the gospel was already spreading like a wildfire throughout the countryside of Judea, even as Jesus completed his work in the city that kills the prophets. There's a lesson for us in that. May we be on the side of inclusion. May we be on the side of forgiveness, transformation, and new life. May we live into the call of Jesus to throw open the gates of heaven, the gates of belonging. We have been radically welcomed. May we welcome others. Amen.